State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the Profoot 2-Ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-Ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The Profoot 2-Ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the Profoot 2-Ounce Miracle insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
On Easter Eve in a Massachusetts town, a noisy kind of Easter egg hunt.
The playground area here at the Perkins School sounded like a field of chirping crickets, but the sound was actually coming from dozens of brightly colored plastic Easter eggs that were hidden all over the campus. 70 students with visual impairments had a ball finding the beeping eggs.
Beep, 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 beep.
You want to put that in the back?
Steve Rothstein is president of the Perkins School for the Blind.
We believe our kids can do anything that other kids can do. It just has to be adapted in some way.
Student Beck Shuddy from Dover found one of the highly coveted golden eggs.
I think it's amazing. Very exciting.
Kim Tunnicliffe, CBS News, Watertown, Massachusetts.
Tiger Woods could be disciplined by the PGA Tour for kicking his golf club. Poor shot at the Masters. After a bad miss on the 15th hole yesterday, he let the club fall from his hands, then he turned and kicked it about 15 yards. Whether he's fined is not likely to be known. PGA doesn't talk about that. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Spring is here, which means it's time to get out there and bring your yard back to life. Now at Lowe's, with the purchase of a new John Deere 100 Series tractor, get a John Deere Poly Dump Cart or John Deere Poly Spreader for free. That's a $199 value. Plus, buy a Scott Snap Spreader and get any Snap Pack replacement cartridge for free. Come into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 4/9/12. See store or Lowe's.com for complete details.
The Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back on this Saturday here in Northern Nevada. Helter Skelter. What does that make you think of?
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson. He's up for parole again. Probably the most heinous killing.
And he doesn't
killing.
Want to come out. So
no,
what?
He told the parole board, I'm not going out there. I'm mad. I'm pissed off and I'm not
so
going
he,
out.
What is he? I wonder why he doesn't. I mean, not saying that he has any chance of getting out, but why doesn't he want to have a chance of getting out?
Wow, he's been in there for so dang long. I don't think he could function. He couldn't function.
Yeah.
He really couldn't function.
Maybe.
And there's a new picture of him on CNN. Whew. Whoa, I can't even imagine. Look how long he has been in prison.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
I could tell you, but my mouse won't work. Long time, but he's not getting out, doesn't want to be getting out. All right, let's get to some politics. Talk to you for a final time here about politics. And I want to tell you that anytime you want to call in and talk about the latest thing going on, this is an election year, and I'm going to want your point of view, and I don't want to just get it off of your website, jpattitude.com.
Well, I'm sure I'll be
so. I hope you'll call
huge
in.
Huge demand. I mean, the governor of Michigan's probably going to want to consult with me.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I'll probably be very busy.
You'll be very busy. Yes, you will. Especially on Saturdays, right? Well, you know, Mitt Romney, now he's up in question because he's not really appealing to female voters. And I understand why. So now, of course, he's gotten his wife out there. He told Ann, you just get out there and you pitch him. Pitch him for me. So she's been out and about talking about all the women's issues and how much power the voters have. And I mean, they don't have an advantage. The Democrats really have always had the advantage with women. I think that's probably because of issues. You know, women are more concerned about issues than
abortion,
gun control, and they're more issue. They're family issues and economic issues. You know, growth issues, things like that. I think women are more interested in than military issues and war and.
Romney's wife, I guess, is kind of a secret weapon. You know, that went back during the Florida primary.
Mm-hmm.
She gave a speech for the first time in front of a Cuban crowd in Miami.
Yeah.
And they said she was incredible. They said as soon as she walked off the stage, all the Cubans looked at each other and said she just won the election for them because they just loved her. So she's pretty good, I guess.
I guess she's the secret weapon.
I guess because you don't hear that kind of enthusiasm for Romney himself, but for his wife, you heard it.
Unbelievable.
I've never heard her, not even once. Have you?
No. Well, I did. I saw her just briefly when she was talking about that we need to get, women need to get out there and vote, and we need to realize what the Republican politics are about to get Obama out of the White House.
Okay.
And she was pleading with women to...
Did she sound good? I mean, did she look good?
Well, yeah, she's kind of cute.
She's cute?
Yeah, she's cute. Jess is nice. You know, she's okay. You know, she's all
you don't
right.
have to get catty about
well,
it.
Well, she's a Mormon, you know, her skirt with... No. She's, she just looked like a very nice lady, and she spoke real well. She really did.
Did she?
And she just pled to women to say, hey, check it out. You need to know what the Republicans are about because women are phenomenally Democrats, and Obama knows that. And, of course, right away on Friday, he hosted a conference on women in the economy, and he did a full review of the administration's achievements, like on equal pay, workplace flexibility. And he didn't start all that, but he's...
That's why when he does the My Brother's Keeper thing, he always follows it up with, man, My Sister's Keeper.
Yeah. You know? He knows. Somebody knows.
He's got to have that women's vote.
He knows the marketing thing now. And we know that almost daily national politics talk about the battles of women's voters, Democrats as well as the Republicans. And then, before the Friday speech, Obama called for women to be accepted as members to the all-male Augusta National, home of the Masters Golf Tournament. That's so important.
Every year we go through this.
That is so important. I totally believe men should have their clubs. Go ahead. We should have
really?
Our clubs. Yes.
Good for you, Jay.
Come on, you know.
Why can't men go off
they
and be by themselves?
They certainly can. Go smoke your cigars and scratch your balls and do all the things that you do.
I doubt they're scratching their balls in the Masters.
I'm talking about pool, okay? They like to play pool, too. Yeah. Oh, you just take it all out of context, don't you? Smacking their balls, I should have said.
Spokesman for the Masters tournament, what's his name? Billy Payne?
Yeah, Billy Payne.
He's just caught in the middle every year on this issue because he admits that he thinks Augusta should let women in.
Well, I know, but
he's got to represent the club and say, no, they're not allowed in.
I know. He goes like a Red Rover game where they throw the guy back and forth. Red Rover, send Mary right over. Red Rover, send Robert right over. Yeah,
the
I know it.
Poor guy.
Well, we'll see. You know, Romney has a lot to overcome, though. He's got history, political math. He's got missteps of a party that picked a fight over provision of Obama's health care law and ended up in the, of course, defensive over access birth control issue. And then the misstatements on issues of abortion, the future of Planned Parenthood. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So,
well, I think we've seen how the campaign is going to go. Trayvon Martin was how it's going to go from now on. It's a manufactured issue that the president is hoping he can ride into a second term.
Well, you got to do whatever you got to do.
I guess that's how he feels about it.
He wants to be more flexible after this.
But bad stuff is happening out there.
The Russians are calling him. He's got a job to do.
That's right. wait till my second term.
I know. Just wait. I'll be more flexible. I'll be able to touch my toes. I can bend over in the shower. They're, of course, going to kick off a coordinated pressure campaign on the Republicans. They say next week, the tax day vote on the legislation to enact the president's Buffett rule. Do you know about the Buffett rule? It ensures that the rich pay at least 30% of their income on taxes.
He just wants higher taxes. It's just ridiculous. We now have the highest corporate rate in the world, mm-hmm. which I don't think if people understand that corporations don't pay taxes. When you raise it on the corporations, they just raise the price and we all pay it.
It goes right on down to the retailer. It trickles right on
down. There's no sense even taxing corporations at all because when they pay their dividends, the people who get the money pay taxes on the dividends. So why do we have the highest rate anyway? It just doesn't make sense. No wonder the corporations keep their profits overseas. Why would you take the where the highest rate is in the United States?
Well, has that happened over years? Because, I mean, I remember when there used to be a lot of factories here. And I mean, I was a kid, yeah, but it seemed like there was a lot of factories, a lot of warehouses, a lot of things. When I was a young girl, I worked in a factory that made helmets, motorcycle helmets.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You worked in them? Is this before or after the circus thing?
Oh, this is way before. This is after the submarine sandwich shop. I couldn't stand it. I lasted about 2 weeks with all that glue smell. I was so high every
day.
Was
it plastic helmets? Is that what
they
were?
The fiberglass helmets.
Okay.
And we glued the padding in.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
Yeah,
so you were smelling glue.
Yeah, it was woohoo. I think I need a cigarette. Yeah, so I didn't last. But there were a lot of factors. There were a lot of places for kids to work too, as students back then, in because there were places that made things here in America. And I guess maybe over time, what you're saying about the taxing the corporations, now they took their stuff. And of course, I worked for minimum wage. And at that time in California, I think it was maybe $1.50. I mean, how much lower could it go?
Yeah.
But it did. And then those kind of factories and those kind of jobs moved overseas. Yeah, you're right about that.
It's a manufactured issue anyway, because what you're talking about in the Buffett rule is not corporate taxes. It's talking about taxing rich people
more.
Yeah,
that's just talking about the rich paying more.
They've done the math on it, and even if you taxed them twice as much as Obama wants to tax them, it wouldn't make a dent in the giant deficit we're running at the federal
level.
No,
and plus, like you say, all the businesses that they own and their investments and things, they're going to have to pay more.
We need those rich people to start businesses, because that's the people who have the money to start businesses.
Yep, I think you're right. So it's all going to begin, man. I just can't wait for all the commercials on TV to start so I can turn them off. Can you imagine what's going to happen here pretty quick?
Why would anybody think, I just can't get off this, why would anybody think that taking the money from rich people and giving it to people like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid is more productive? They're idiots. They're going to waste it. Look what they do with the money now.
Name dropper.
Yes.
I don't know. Somewhere in logic, it makes sense that it's been going on since the turn of the century. If you need more money, tax cigarettes, tax gas, tax groceries, tax luxury items, tax. So
until
I
now
think it's
we
a
have,
mindset.
Now we have some products that are more taxed than they are price of the product.
That's right.
Like cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
States
or shipping. Ship something across the country and you'll see the markup. So anyway, we'll see. All that's going to happen. And the Democrats, of course, are going to be setting up their campaign. And we're not going to hear the end of it. Here's something interesting in the news. Texting. Texas from Hillary has now, all the Texas, she's on it, is the Tumblr blog. There's a political web and they do a blog.
And Hillary?
And they're putting in Hillary's Texas. Like, okay, one day Obama texts her, hey, what are you doing? They had it up on the website.
Obama said, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And she said, running the world. What do you think? Yeah. Hey, Hillary, what you doing?
This does not seem like a productive way to spend the time.
Yeah. He doesn't know what she's doing.
No kidding.
He's the president. He doesn't know what the Secretary of State's doing. What are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing? What are you wearing?
Are they red?
That just seems like a strange thing for the president to be doing.
I know, but hey, it's happening. And they're posting them. We can all read them, so it's no...
What, was he bored or something that day?
Hey, Hillary, what are you doing? Which I think is funny that she said running the world. I think it's funny. That's like the phone call. When somebody answers the phone, who do you want to answer it? When you text someone, who do you want, It's the now. She's in the now, by God.
I almost never text.
Well, despite reports that Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum is making moves to end his bid for the Republican nomination, the former Pennsylvania senator campaign says not true. He's not getting out.
I know. What is he waiting for?
He is not getting out.
And now it's looking like Romney has actually got the lead in Pennsylvania, which is where Santorum is from. So if you can't win your home state, that's a clue.
I think it's beginning to reverse. I think people are beginning to jump on the person that's going to win. I see it all beginning.
Yeah.
Before it was like, oh, no, we're going to see what we can do here, and we're America, and we're going to... And now they're going, oh, okay.
And nobody's exactly...
It's not going to be him, so Romney all the way!
Yeah, nobody's exactly thrilled about Romney, but he does seem like a decent man. And, he does seem like his heart's in the right place, right?
Well, that's what they said about every politician's ever been in the cabinet.
Did anybody ever say Richard Nixon's heart was in the right place?
No, I don't think they ever did say that. They always said his hair's in the wrong place.
Or Johnson. Johnson, too. I mean, like, this is a career politician. Nobody ever thought his heart was in the right place.
Well, how about Ford?
Oh, he was a good guy. Don't start on Ford.
Oh, you know, here we go.
That's
now,
my hometown.
Okay, well,
there.
You know what? What did he do? Tell me why he's a good guy.
I went to Ford's high school and I went to Ford's college.
Oh, well, that makes him a good guy.
He was the commencement speaker at both my high school graduation and my college.
And what are you going to say when 5 years from now the graduating class is going to Obama High? No, he's a good guy. I went to his high school.
They won't be such a thing because he went to high school probably in Indonesia or something like that.
Oh, here we go.
No, maybe.
Africa.
It was Hawaii, wasn't it?
It was Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, he's facing Santorum, I'm talking about now, facing some personal challenges. You know, his daughter, Bella, she has a genetic disorder. Trisomy 18. I've never heard of it. Have you?
No, I haven't. I've read that before, and I've always meant to look it up and see, is this a fatal condition? Or?
Well, they say she's doing better now.
But she was hospitalized.
Yeah, but they're trying to keep it all private and everything. But yeah, she was hospitalized on Friday.
So maybe that's why we're not hearing from him right now.
You don't have your computer, I'd say look it up. You can just find everything. I mean, you can find everything online.
My last day, you took away my computer.
Trisomy 18, Sean. T-R-I-S-O-M-Y 18. A disorder. Genetic. Fatal, it says.
Oh, so
fatal.
It's nice.
I think we got a call. Someone wants to tell us what it is. That would be nice. I never heard of it. I mean, there's some new disease every 3 months. You notice that?
Yeah.
Ongoing. I mean, there's always something out there
it's
trying to get
worse
us.
When it's children, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Because they deserve to live this long, miserable life just like we do. You know what I mean? I mean, why should they get out of it? Don't you agree?
I agree.
Okay. Shanna Holmes, you're on Broadview. Hello. Shanna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So are you going to tell us a little bit about Trisomy 18? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
No, that's not what I was calling for.
Well, Sean, okay.
Shona.
Shona. Shona. Yes. Sean's all messed up today. He's got Shana.
No problem.
Shona, hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for calling Broadview. We appreciate it.
No problem at all.
What do you want to share?
I was calling in to talk about my experience with the Canadian healthcare system.
Oh, please share that with us. Is it good?
Well, it wasn't a great experience, but unfortunately, I was one of these ones that couldn't get treatment in Canada, and I came to the States for treatment.
So is it vouchers up there? Do you have a long waiting line once you...
We have terrible wait times, and unfortunately, I'm actually a constitutional challenger in Canada, and so I have been speaking out a lot against the new mandate that's been coming out.
So you're not an American citizen?
I'm not. I'm a Canadian citizen.
So what happens? How does that come about? I mean, I, as an American citizen, could I go to Canada and get help?
If I wanted to wait forever, huh? If you wanted to wait forever, but unfortunately what happens is it's mostly Canadians that come and use the American system when we are shut out.
All right, well, tell me a little bit about that system. How do you do it? What happens?
Well, actually, once you have a mandated system by the government, it becomes that you're not allowed to use outside the actual system. So you have to wait. And for me, I unfortunately, I had to wait between 4 and 6 months to see specialists.